Welcome to the 2016 Rally America National Championship, where the best stage rally drivers compete on some of the toughest stage roads in North America. Over 8 rounds of racing through the snow, mud, dust, and forest. Airing coast to coast across the United States, only one radio show is bringing you the action. This is Rally America Radio, powered by the Down and Dirty Radio Show, and we're your home for coverage of the 2016 Rally America National Championship. Game on. Welcome to Rally America Radio. I'm your host, Jim Beaver, coming at you here from Steelville, Missouri. And we are kicking off the 2016 Rally in the 100-Acre Wood, round two of the 2016 Rally America National Championship. And I got to tell you, we have a stacked field of competitors coming at you today. Over 70 drivers, I believe 73 entered here at the rally. Stacked list. We got David Higgins and the factory Subaru team back. We've got Travis Pastrana here. We've got Nick Roberts back in action, and a stacked lineup of both national and regional entries. A list of national entries that we haven't even seen before. Over half the field national entries lined up to take part in this rally. We've got 17 stages, count them, 1 through 17, 17 stages coming at you over the next 2 days out here in the great state of Missouri. Kicking things off today, we're here at Park Exposé in Steelville, Missouri. We're going to go into 5 stages earlier on today. Then we're going to take a single service and then come back with 4 more stages. Then on tap for tomorrow, Saturday, we kick things off. We have Park Exposé. We've got 2 stages, a service, and then we've got 3 stages, a second service, and 3 more stages for a grand total of 17. And we're going to have a big victory celebration in downtown Salem, Missouri. It's going to be off the hook this weekend here at the 100 Acre Wood Rally in Missouri. I am stoked to be here. And I got to tell you, things are at a fever pitch here. The rally community really ramping up. They pushed this event back 1 month from how it was last year. I got to tell you, things are a bit chilly here. Rumors of rain, possibly a little snow tonight. I don't know if the snow will stick, but rumors of rain. But course conditions, stage conditions out there are absolutely epic. All the drivers pumped on the way Recce went. And we are going to catch up with a lot of these drivers and find out what it's going to take to win here at the 2016 100 Acre Wood Rally. All right, catching up here with Nick Roberts out here at 100 Acre Wood Rally. You got to be pretty excited to be back in the car. Nice new livery here. I know your drop's getting quite a bit of pop online.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm so excited. I mean, this new livery is just absolutely incredible. And, you know, you never know. You put a lot of personal work into it, and it's kind of like music or something. You know, it's your personal choice, and you throw it out online. You don't know if people are going to like it or not. And the benchmark I set so high with the plaid before, so I wasn't sure how this was going to be taken, but it's definitely been a success. I think on our debut post of it, we've got over 10,000 likes, or over 11,000 likes maybe now. So it's been good.
That being said, you know, how is it to be back in the car out here at you know, Rally America? I know you've done a bit in Canada, did some regional stuff late last year. You know, how are things looking for this year?
Good. You know, yeah, we had just been kind of taking it easy this year. We had the last 2 rounds up in Canada, which were fun. It was fun to go north of the border and compete against those guys. And just completely new roads, new competitors, and it was an absolute blast. And the guys up there are so incredible and welcoming. They're just an incredible family up there. But, you know, I kind of tweaked my neck in a few accidents, and last Rocky Mountain was kind of in a rollover I had. So that's kind of, Tall Pines was tough, and so we kind of took off the first part of this year. And so we're excited to be back in the car for this weekend anyway.
Yep, and you got a different Gelsomino in the car with you.
Yeah, yes, definitely do. So I've had the opportunity to sit with Alex once during a practice session, but I'm excited to have him back in the car. And, you know, both of them, they just have so much incredible talent between the two of them. And, you know, I'm looking forward to spending some time with him in the car.
All right, well, good luck today. We'll catch up with you later at the first service.
Thanks. It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right, moving through here, Park Exposé. We got Jeff Seahorn here. First time we're seeing you in Rally America this year. How's the car? How's everything looking for 2016?
It's good. I think we're just planning on doing 3 rounds, this one and then the 2 local Northwest ones. And then, we got new suspension on the car, just bigger Bilsteins. Went from the 40s up to the 50s. So I haven't had much chance to test them. We didn't make it here in time for the test stages, and then we opted to not do this shakedown so we don't tear the car up. But First stage will be a good test, and I went out and drove it a little bit before I left home, and it felt really good. So went with a little bit softer spring rate, so maybe get a little bit better transition in the corners, and hopefully get a little bit more grip out of these.
Yeah, well, and looking at things, they've got you moved pretty far up the start order. It's got to have you feeling good. Maybe conditions be a little bit better up there.
Yeah, I think seventh is a really good starting point. It'll give us enough cars to get the road swept, and it would be a good attack on Lachlan. I'm hoping that we can, do our first stage nice and conservative, but still not lose too much time, and then kind of increase our speed throughout the day, get a good feel for the car and the roads here. I haven't ran here before, and the roads looked excellent during recce. Just fast and flowing stuff that I tend to like, and then the tight technical stuff that can catch you off guard too. But I'd say about 80% of it's fast and flowing. Then there's about 20% that's tight. So should be fun. The roads look awesome.
Yeah. That being said, what are the plans for this year? We're going to see it Oregon and Olympus, and past that, what are the plans?
Yeah, so I'm planning on, that's about what I can budget, is doing these three rounds. And then the plan is to try and sell the car. I think I have a few potential buyers, and then gear up and try and find a totaled out 15 or newer, so that for 2017 we can compete for the Subaru money, like a lot of the competitors are doing. Our car falls out of the money. I think it's 2008 and newer, and then 15 has a really good plan for super production. So we tried this winter, but we just fell short on getting the car sold and getting the car built. So plan is to just stay in it this year, do this rally that I haven't done before, and then just do the two local stuff that's a lot cheaper, and then plan for 2017.
All right. Well, good luck out there, and we'll catch up later.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, moving down here through Park Exposé, we got Troy Miller here, and I got to tell you, man, round number one was pretty darn interesting. You got about as close to an overall victory as you can. You got to feel pretty good.
Yeah, I do. That was a very good result for us, and I think with this race, with Pastrana being here and Higgins, the top of the podium is going to be not so likely, but we'll be fighting for the SP win, of course.
Yep. And then, how's the transition been to the SP car? I know, going into Snowdrift, you really didn't have a whole lot of seat time in that car. And, and how is it now with the rally under your belt?
Good. I mean, I feel comfortable in the car. It feels good for me. This race will be interesting. It's going to be the first one I do on gravel with this car. And I have done absolutely no testing with it. So this first stage will be fun, just kind of figuring everything out.
Actually get to drive it and get a feel for it now, right? Not fighting the ice.
Yeah, exactly. Really looking forward to it. Should be fun, and I think John will do a good job, and we're gonna go out and try to win.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Troy.
Thank you.
All right. That being said, we got Cameron Steele here, shooting the bull here with Troy. But let's talk a little bit about your program. How things looking for 100 Acre Wood?
Good now. We had a little issue during testing. The car just stalled and died on us and wouldn't restart, but we figured it out. It was a blown fuse, and we took care of it, and hopefully it's just some grounding wire issues, and we think we got that taken care of.
Well, I know last round you pulled out the R1, hoping that, less horsepower would, work into your favor. Obviously, we got the ST out at this one.
Yeah, definitely. More horsepower. This is a perfect race for it. Gravel, more grip, more horsepower, especially wide open, fast roads. I'm really excited to get it out there and be in a fast car again. It's going to be awesome.
So, you've run this event before. What's going to take to put it on the podium?
Keep it clean. A lot of people like to overpush here because the roads are so wide, and so they think they can go a little bit faster, and see a lot of wrecks on the outside of corners. So as long as we just keep a nice, steady pace, I think we'll be good. It's smooth roads. Yeah, just don't overpush the car.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. Good luck. We'll catch up with you the first service.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, continue to move here through Park Exposé. We've got Ryan Millen here and, in the TRD-backed car. How's everything looking? You've been bouncing around quite a bit.
Yeah, I've been having a blast. I just got back from the Mint 400 in the Spec Trophy truck. It was a Tacoma with a Tundra 5.7-liter V8 engine in it, so it was pretty fun. So it's a little, getting my head back wrapped around rallying, driving a lighter car and more nimble, and it was super fun. I'm very lucky to be able to bounce around, and seat time's killer, and can't complain.
So that being said, this 100 Acre Wood, I mean, this is one of everybody's favorites on the schedule. Have you run this event before?
No, this is my first time racing 100 Acre Wood. After recce, it looks amazing. And my dad very kindly reminded me that he's won this one back-to-back in 81 and 82. So I guess I got to start trying to win some of these and trying to catch up with him.
Yeah, for sure. So he have any advice for you for this one at all?
You know, he didn't have anything outside of the normal advice. I think it was just, you know, I think what I can see is it's like we might get some rain this afternoon, you know, so it's so not running it. I don't know. I'm kind of like, I'm going to learn as I go sort of thing.
That being said, I mean, you got, you know, quite a bit of development time now here on, you know, on the Toyota. You know, how's that been, and, you know, and what are the prospects for the rest of this year?
You know, it's been really good. This is our 2016 RAV4 SE. You know, not a lot has changed from last year. And I think we're just keeping a stock vehicle and automatic transmission. And I think we're going to do a brake upgrade, though, the next rally. And we're kind of just putting gas and tires in it sort of thing and just running it and having a blast.
Awesome. Well, good luck out there. We'll catch up soon.
Thank you, sir.
All right, catching up here with Steve LaRosa, two-wheel drive, and, you know, take us, this was your first national event last year. Obviously, weather conditions a bit different than they were last year.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to this year. Last year was really tough. I mean, a lot of snow, a lot of ice, a lot of offs. This year, recce went well, testing went really good the other day, and I can't wait to get back on gravel. You know, I'm over the ice and snow and ready to see what this little Ford Fiesta can do out there today.
Yep. That being said, you know, coming off of Snowdrift, you know, solid finish there. You know, obviously just finishing Snowdrift is an accomplishment. You know, what's it going to take to win out here?
You're going to have to be real consistent, and you're going to have to carry a lot of speed. This is a real fast one. This and Oregon are probably the two fastest, and where it does get tight, we're just going to have to carry speed through corners and make up time there.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Steve. I know you got a driver's meeting to catch, but we'll see you at the first service.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
All right. Catching up here with David Higgins out here at 100 Acre Wood. And got to feel good to be back in the car here at a rally event.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's, you know, it's been a longer off season than what we would have definitely liked for and things. So it's not the easiest to prepare when you're sort of not 100% sure what you're doing. But obviously it's great now. Everything's all sorted. We're all here and two cars here all ready to go out and have a big fight.
Yeah, that's got to be fun. Finally making your debut. You got Travis here, and you guys have a tendency to push each other pretty hard.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's you know, Travis is a great guy, and he's a super competitive guy. So he absolutely hates losing, probably almost as much as me. So it's going to be fun out there. You know, it's going to be a tough rally for sure. You know, these conditions here, when it's very, very dry, it's so loose, with a lot of loose gravel out there. But then when it gets wet, which the forecast can change very quickly, it can go pretty slick. So, you know, a little bit of rain would give us a little bit more grip to start with, for sure. But it's going to be a tough start to rally, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, now Travis got the same car as you, or you know, and you're number two for you in this car. I mean, how has it been? What did you learn last year?
Yeah, no, basically the main thing we learned from last year and took from it is what an absolute unbelievable car this is. So, you know, there's a few little things that are different this year. There's a new engine regulation that we have with a bigger turbo restrict than we had last year, but with a smaller turbo boost limit. So we have to drive them in a slightly different way. We have to rev them more than we have before. So there's a few little changes like that we've had to get used to. But in you know, the car is good. It's planted. It's you know, we're just so glad that we can get to this rally now without all the snow and put the car through its paces like we were hoping to do. Yep. This time last year.
Yeah. All with a new livery, right?
Yeah, no, I'm really stoked with that. You know, to when we're from a small island like I am, and to see that flag make it to the actual livery is unbelievable. So it's good for everyone showing us where we're from at home, and it's just nice to go out there and, you know, support my home country.
All right. Well, good luck out there. We'll catch up with you at the first service, David.
Thank you.
All right, we got Lachlan O'Sullivan here getting ready for another rally. This one, a little bit different conditions than last year out here, but definitely got to be happy about the gravel, right?
Grip, oh my goodness, yeah, especially after Snowdrift, the last event. Man, it's so fast out there, and the roads are so good. First couple of stages have a real gravelly top, so the first couple of cars might, you know, sweep it a bit for us, being fourth position, P4. And so we're looking forward to some clean roads out there. They're super fast. Just have to stay committed the whole time. Just go out there, have a blast, and manage it from there.
Yeah. Well, and looks like you know, a lot of SP cars out here. Stackfield SP cars got to have you pretty excited.
I love it. Yeah, bring it on. More competition, the merrier. It begs that you can't get bored with it, right? If there's only two or three cars and one of us goes out, then the other guy is just honking along and no problem. But you get six, seven cars out here, and it makes for good merriment.
For sure. So, you got to ask, I mean, what have been any changes to the car? I know you had an amazing run at Snowdrift and, right up till the end and, got bit a bit. But, any changes to the car between Snowdrift and now?
No, we planned to, but we just didn't go through with it. A lot of things up in the air in regards to the team right now. So just some little tired bits that we wanted to, big bits that we wanted to replace prior to this one because we know how much strain it is on the engine on this high-speed event. But, no, we're just holding off a little bit. What we did do is get a new wrap. So instead of yellow and blue, we're now yellow and green with Maury's stepping up even bigger and harder. And, we're looking forward to the livery creating the new interest and making the car go faster.
Awesome. Well, good luck out there. We'll definitely catch up with you at first service.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
All right, we got Travis Pastrana here, brand new Subaru. You got to feel pretty good about this new hot rod.
Dude, feeling so good about this thing. Got in, and it's amazing the downforce. I mean, never experienced anything like that on dirt. So definitely feel like we got the upper hand with the Subarus here at this rally. But, looking forward to it, and just awesome to be back in the car. Woke up this morning with such a big smile on my face.
Well, that being said, 100 Acre Wood, I know you've run this event before, and how are the roads looking out there?
Roads are amazing. Standard issue, 100 Acre, one day. Today's going to be probably maybe the driest and fastest we've ever seen it. Real loose gravel, going to be sliding all over, really high speeds, and then supposed to snow tonight. So, I mean, tomorrow could be a completely different rally, but, just couldn't be more excited to be in this new car, and definitely got Christian back as co-driver. It's really awesome for now. It's his birthday today, so try to do a good birthday weekend.
Well, and I know, speaking of Christian, a lot of people recently, know Chrissy's been in the car with you. I know she's got some engagements, I believe, at Gazelle's Rally. So, you've won some championships with Christian, though, so it's not like you guys are new to each other.
No, definitely not. It didn't take him any time to get back up to speed. So, no, I miss Chrissy for sure. She's awesome girl, but definitely good to be back with Christian for now. So we'll see what happens in the future. But right now, man, it feels like home. It's awesome.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Travis. Good luck. We'll catch up with you the first service.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Wrapping up things here from Park Exposé here to kick off the 2016 100 Acre Wood Rally. I'm your host, Jim Beaver, with Rally America Radio. We just heard it from a lot of the drivers. Missed some of them. We're going to have to catch up with even more of them here at the first service coming up. But I got to tell you, man, people are packed. Anybody that says stage rally isn't fan friendly, I got to tell you, they are dead wrong. Massive, and I mean massive amounts of people here at Park Exposé. And first drivers just heading out to hit the stages. We got Higgins, we got Pastrana, Nick Roberts, Lachlan O'Sullivan. They are all off the line. They are out heading to the stages, going to do battle. And man, it is going to be great. Definitely stay tuned to Rally America Radio. We're going to have full coverage of the rally coming at you. And I got to tell you, this is shaping up to be one of the best rallies in recent memory. This is going to be a great one, round two of the 2016 Rally America National Championship.